91X News.
It's plus two with light rain showers at noon. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Cody Starr. It was a very snowy morning here in Belleville, and forecasters say today's back-to-school commute is likely to be hampered by snow that is all across southern Ontario. Environment Canada says that the snow is expected to blanket all across southern Ontario from west to east overnight, making untreated roads very slippery. One man is dead after an apartment fire on Bridge Street West on Sunday morning. The fire was contained to a single apartment on the 15th floor. The investigation into the cause of the death and the cause of the fire continues. Ontario Provincial Police urge pet owners to take precautions in cold weather as frigid temperatures continue to sweep the province. The Ontario Provincial Police are reminding people to take precautions for their pets. In a release, the OPP urged pet owners to remember that cats or dogs left unattended in a car can freeze to death in cold weather. They say even long-haired animals accustomed to the cold can't stay outdoors for long periods of time in sub-zero temperatures. The OPP says anyone who sees an animal in distress inside a vehicle should write down its make, model, and license plate number and contact the police. Endangering an animal causes an animal unnecessary suffering, and neglecting an animal are all federal criminal offenses. A former Afghanistan hostage, Joshua Boyle, made a brief video appearance in an Ottawa court today on a string of assault charges. Boyle's case continues to inch along, and he is due to make another routine appearance on Monday. Boyle was arrested by Ottawa police late last month and faces 15 charges, including 8 counts of assault, 2 counts of sexual assault, 2 counts of unlawful confinement, and 1 count of causing someone to take a noxious thing. The charges against the 34-year-old relate to 2 alleged victims, but a court order prohibits the publication of any details that might identify them or any witnesses. None of the charges related to the incidents that allegedly occurred between October 14th and December 30th, after Boyle returned to Canada from his Afghan captivity, have been tested in court. Boyle and his American wife, Catalina Coleman, were taken hostage in 2012 by a Taliban-linked group while on a backpacking trip in Afghanistan. Family members say a Nova Scotia man was fighting for his life Monday, a day after a fire that swept through his rural home killed 4 people, including at least 2 young children. Irvin Olson says that the father of some of the children was, quote, struggling to stay alive in hospital after getting out from the home with another person in the bitter cold early Sunday in Pubinco, a small community in the province's southern tip. Olson says 2 of his great-grandchildren were among the 4 people who died in the blaze, but police were not releasing their identities or details on the number of fatalities. Yellow police tape surrounded the charred ruins of the 2-story roadside home that was reduced to a pile of blackened beams, and after an excavator ripped down several walls to allow fire officials to get inside. Residents of the area identified the father as a lobster fisherman. Red Cross spokeswoman Melina McDonald says his common-law wife is with him in hospital and their blended family lived in the home, and that an infant boy was among those killed in the blaze. Smoke has dwindled on the roof of the Trump Tower in New York City. The Fire Department of New York says it was called there around 7 o'clock this morning for a report of a fire on the top floor.
The Secret Service first noticed the fire in a cooling unit on the roof of Trump Tower.
We had flames coming out of a vent on the top of the building.
Fire Chief Roger Sakowicz said the fire started just before 7 a.m.
No smoke condition, no fire inside the building.
So there were no evacuations. The president is in Washington. One firefighter suffered a minor injury when debris fell on him, and a building engineer who came to the roof with a fire extinguisher breathed in some smoke. He refused medical attention. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
Closing arguments have resumed at the jury trial of three men charged with criminal negligence in the deadly Lac Mégantic rail disaster. Tom Harding, Richard Lebert, and Jean Demetraire have all pled not guilty to one count of criminal negligence, causing the death of 47 people. On July 6, 2013, a runaway train carrying crude oil derailed in Lac Mégantic and exploded, killing the 47 and destroying part of the downtown core. The Crown delivered closing arguments in Sherbrooke, Quebec last week, as did defense lawyers representing Lebert and Demetraire. One of Harding's attorneys, Charles Shearson, began his address to the court today, and Quebec Superior Court Justice Gatton Dumas is expected to give his instructions to the jury later in the week. Harding was the train's conductor, Lebert, the traffic controller, and Demetraire, the manager of the train operations. Former Trump chief strategist Steve Bannon is backtracking from comments he said in a new book critical of his former boss. Sergei Mariner has the story.
The president was furious over Bannon's remarks to author Michael Wolff that described a 26 meeting between Donald Trump Jr., Trump campaign aides, and a Russian lawyer as treasonous and unpatriotic. Bannon now says his comments were about former Trump campaign chief Paul Manafort, not the president's son, whom he calls both a patriot and a good man. In a written statement, Bannon says his support for the president and his agenda are unwavering. The president had earlier said Bannon lost his mind and has been calling him Sloppy Steve. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
That's QNET News on 91X 21207. Sports is next.
Finding a career you love starts with the right education. Loyalist College has more than 30 full-time programs beginning this January. Prepare for a rewarding career in health sciences, media arts and design, and the skilled trades. Did you know? Graduates of the General Arts and Science program at Loyalist become teachers, social service workers, correctional officers, retail managers, and entrepreneurs. Enter the workforce with confidence. Visit LoyalistCollege.com. Loyalist College, you're going places.
And now to sports. Matt Hendricks opened the scoring in Winnipeg's 4-1 win over the Sharks. Hendricks says the fifth straight home victory was a good win for the team.
Got a good break there on the goal. Feels good to help the team out any way I can, you know. And I thought we played a good team game tonight. Power play was good. Penalty kill was good. Bucky was great back there, and you know that was a good team win.
Nicholas Backstrom scored at 4:17 of overtime, and Alexander Ovechkin had a power play goal and an assist to help the Capitals beat the St. Louis Blues 4-3. Capitals coach Barry Trotz says they need to grab as many points as they can in a very tight Eastern Conference race.
It's going to be a battle right to the end. I'm looking at the standings every day, and I'm like, I have no idea who's in, who's out. You have a good streak, and you're right in the mix. You have two bad days or two bad games, and you find yourself dropping three or four spots.
There were eight other games in the NHL last night. The Canadiens beat the Canucks 5-2. The Blackhawks ousted the Oilers 4-1. The New York Islanders edged out the Devils 5-4 in a shootout. The Flyers rocked the Sabres 4-1. The Penguins squeaked out a win in overtime against the Bruins. The Lightning beat the Red Wings 5-2. The Blue Jackets scraped together a win against the Panthers 3-2 in a shootout. And finally, the Golden Knights beat the Rangers 2-1. There's only one game scheduled for tonight in the NHL, and that is the Blue Jackets taking a visit to the ACC to see the Leafs at 7 p.m. In local sports, the Belleville Senators were blanked 6-0 against the Wilkes-Barre/Saccharin Penguins and don't play again until this Wednesday against the Rochester Americans. In the OJHL, the Picton Pirates slammed the Gananoque Islanders 9-1, the Wellington Dukes beat the Lindsay Muskies 7-3, and the Cobourg Cougars face off against the Kingston Voyageurs at 7 p.m. tonight. In the NFL, New Orleans moved to the NFC divisional round with a 31-26 victory over the Carolina Panthers. Panthers quarterback Cam Newton says he's disappointed his performance wasn't good enough to lead a victory.
I hate that I couldn't do enough to, get a win today for a lot of guys that I think so highly of. So that's my emotions.
In the AFC wildcard game, the Jacksonville Jaguars downed the Bills 10-3 in Buffalo's first postseason appearance since 1999. Jacksonville will play the Steelers next week. Bills coach Doug McDermott says the playoff appearance could serve as a springboard to better things.
Appreciate how hard the guys played, how hard they worked all season. And, this was a step. We learned a lot of valuable lessons today. Ones that we'll carry forward as we move forward as an organization.
Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville, a special weather statement remains in effect in the area. Snow will end this afternoon with a high of -1. Tonight, there is a 30% chance of flurries, low of -6. Tomorrow, clearing with a high of -3. At 12:11, it's +1 with light rain. QNET News, on the air, on 91X, and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and to like us on Facebook. I'm Cody Starr. News on 91X, next at 1:00.